That's what we started a minute, that in the Chumash here we also try to work on Chumash Rashi Pshat. We say one Har in Pshat. The Rashi, on the Rashi Bakoifer, that the table is made of a kafartas mivaisu rechutz bakoifer. That you should seal off. They should cover the teva on the inside and outside by koifer. So Rashi says, what's the word koifer? Zephes. Rashi says the translation, the word koifer is zephes. It's some sort of tar that you should seal the teva with zephes. So Rashi says that the lashna gemara is kufra and it means tar. Then Rashi has the kasha. He says in the teva of Moshe, since the water was calm, it's chomer on the inside and zephis on the outside. Then he gives a second text. Rashi v'esakasha. By Moshe Rabbeinu had zephis on the outside, and on the inside was chomer. There was no zephis. So Rashi says, Kasha, what's the difference? The teva of Adam, the teva of Noach, to Moshe Rabbeinu's teva that Moshe Rabbeinu was put in when he was thrown into the yam, that his mother put him in to save him when she put him into the yam. Why is it made differently? Now, I just want to teach you something from Pshat. Rashi is a pirush that does not ask kashas like that. Other Rishonim and after the kasha, it's not an interesting kasha. I don't know. Rashi is asking why the construction was different. Stam, what did the Pshat tell me? This was done this way. But Stam al derech Rashi. Rashi's mefaris pesukim. Rashi doesn't come to tell you a nice kasha once heard. Rashi is not giving a chumash here. I have to tell you a kasha once heard. The teva of Moshe was made like this, but Moshe was put in a boat. And Noach makes a teva made it different. What? That's not Rashi's style. All of a sudden, Rashi had a good kasha. So when does Rashi choose to say a good kasha? Everybody, Rashi throws it. I have a good kasha to ask you. It's not the pirush of Rashi. The pirush of Rashi is mefarish the tzukim. So what did Rashi see to throw in such a nice kasha? Oh, by that, a really interesting kasha to ask you. It's not Rashi's style. The Peshut in Gemara is not Rashi's style either. I had a place in Aruba with Peshut asks on Rashi. Rashi asks the kasha more, a beautiful kasha from a blot later on. Peshut says, why is Rashi asking kasha? Rashi doesn't ask kashas. And the Pharisee is Gemara. Rashi and Gemara, Rashi's death, Rashi was a pirish, the ultimate pirish. With the Pharisee, Minei Ubei. Rashi Ubei on Shas. Even though it's Pirush on Chumash and Gemara are different, Rashi around Shas will always say Havaminas. He'll say, oh, shlugged up, why did Rashi say that? Many times on a Mishnah, Rashi would farish the Mishnah with the way that it's shlugged up elsewhere in a Gemara. Many times, and the answer is, the Havaminas is always the simplest Pshat. And Rashi is the farish of Gemara, Minei Yudei, not with other Yudeas. That's how Rashi is the farish of Gemara. So why does Rashi throw in such an interesting Kasha? And the answer to this question is, is that Rashi, I think, Pashup Shaf, this is just in Derech HaLimud of Rashi, Rashi had a theory that the word, remember, the Pasuk says that he did it mivayis mechutz ba'koifer. So Rashi has a theory that the word koifer means zephes. This is a tight Rashi. Rashi's theory that the word koifer means zephes. Zak Rashi, ba'koifer, you know, koifer zephes. Rashi's challenging his tight word. If koifer means zephes, by Moshe Rabbeinu it says it was zephes mibachutz and chomer on the inside. So Rashi's saying, how can I say it means zephes? You see zephes, it wasn't the derech to put it on the inside. He's challenging his taitch when he's not coming stamkias to spear in the teva from Moshe to teva to Panayach. He's challenging his taitch. Rashi taitched the word zephes, the word koifer, to mean zephes. So now he's saying, one second, how can koifer mean zephes? Over here by the teva of Noach, Zephes, this koifer is on the inside and the outside. If koifer means zephes, I'll show you from Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't the derech to put zephes on the inside. So he's challenging his taich. So maybe I'm wrong, koifer is not zephes. Because the one time the Torah mentions this material called zephes is by Moshe, and when the Torah mentions the material called zephes, it's only on the outside. So how can I claim that koifer is zephes, not the derech to put it on the inside? On that stuff, actually, no, koifer could be zephes. Fine, Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't put it on the inside, because Moshe Rabbeinu, either Rashi's took shot, neither Moshe Rabbeinu, the waters were calm, wasn't needed so much. Or Rashi says that we don't want Oisei Tzadik to have a bad reyach. Zephes smells bad. We don't want Oisei Tzadik to smell the bad smell. But here, the waters were so strong, there was no choice. Rashi says, took shot them. Why? Two, which is based on one point, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the waters were calm, but he's not stamped, so Rashi's not stamped.
Sorry?
By
Moshe, the waters were calm.
Sorry?
By
Yeah, because not coming. Yeah, they would have put Zephus on the inside. He's coming to ask on his Taich word. He Taich the word Kofitz means Zephus. Zakasha, if it means Zephus, Zephus is not the style to put on the inside. How do I know that Moshe meant it wasn't on the inside? So your Taich word is wrong. He's Mefarish the Pasuk. He's not coming to ask the steer. Yeah, that's just Shatav and Rashi. To jump around a little in this week's parish, there's so much here. I feel in Seyd Bereishis, we learned during the week, Sefer Mitzvah L'Rambam. So the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, the Gufa mitzvah of Avos Hashem, is to analyze Hashem's Torah. One of the things is to analyze, Hashem's Torah, and another aspect of Avos Hashem is to analyze Hashem's Pulos, Lashon Rambam, Hashem's actions. It's very important. We could say Shtiklach Torah, it's crucial when you learn these parishes. You learn, perk up whenever you hear Hashem talk, whenever you hear how Hashem acts, you learn attitudes from parishes from Seyd Bereishis. The attitudes of Hashem. What is Hashem like? What doesn't Hashem like? You just learn a lot about Hashem's Hanhagos. And you have to pay a lot of attention to Bereishis. It's more important than any, you'll have a great word, a great Shtikl Torah. The most important thing in Seyd Bereishis is to listen to Hashem's attitude, what he likes, what he doesn't. It's the Mesizah Sharon brings the Chazal, that you have to always ask yourself, he brings in the back, not in the same Mesizah Sharon, he wrote a Sefer, Derech Eitz Chaim, and there he says that a person always has to ask himself, in Ma'a Choshak, with what did Hashem love my forefathers, the Avos? When you see a Noach survive, when you see all of these stories and Hashem destroys people, what was Hashem's time on them? So Stam, this Pasha, this Rashi has to light a fire in your heart, that Rashi says, that the Dara Flaga, Rashi says the difference between the Dara Flaga, Pashat Rashi, the Dara Flaga was Kofer Becker. The Dara Flaga was denied everything. They were over Kira, they were Kofer Mamash. They were Kofer Becker, Rashi says. The Dara Mabul, Rashi says, was not Kofer Becker. They were not Kofer Becker. So Zuck Rashi, why is the Dara Mabul destroyed out, and the Dara Flaga not destroyed out? Zuck Rashi, Lamadita to teach you, Shesoni Amachloikis, the God Lashalom. The Dara Flaga at least got along. They at least got along. There was unity. The Dara Mabul, since they didn't get along, so Hashem destroyed them. Now, the MS, I was thinking, I have a mahalach, why is that? The MS, you need a good mahalach, why is that? So you'll say, Allah, you'll say, the Derech Machshav, the Mahalachim, there's a mahalach, the Derech Musar. I thought to myself, before this year, I managed to study last minute. I decided I'm not going to say a mahalach because I think it's going to make us all miss the boat. You should think about it. If I care, you should think about it. It's good to think about. But let's not miss the boat. Instead of saying a reason why, and we can get lost in all the reasons and all the fanciness, let's just keep in mind, Sonny, I'm machlokes. God hates machlokes. He's saying you have to learn what God likes and doesn't like. Let's forget all shtickle terms, let's read a Rashi. Let's ingrain in ourselves. Hashem is Sonny machlokes. He hates machlokes. You want to know why? Think about it. Kedai to think about it. But it's first kedai to get in yourself. God hates machlokes. He's sonning machlokes. He hates it. The Dara Mabul was killed out. Hagam, they weren't kofer b'ikr because of machlokes. And the Dara Flaga, they were kofer b'ikr. They're not destroyed because no machlokes. What the Tamas, Zog, Haintez, Mari, Shetavitin, you should think about it. I guess it should also be why Hashem does things. But the first thing, Aleph, you're not at the Aleph Beis yet. If you think, don't think about Gimel Tev, Aleph and Beis. The Aleph is God hates machlokes. It's sonu takosh baruch machlokes. It says by the Dara Flaga taka, once we're on that topic, it says, Vayeir Hashem lior sa'ir, Hashem came down to see the city of Esamigdol, the tower, Asher bonu b'nei ha'adam, that man, the son of man created. So Rashi's bar, what's the lashon b'nei ha'adam? Asher bonu, Rashi says, who are the children of Chamorim? Rashi says, Asher bonu b'nei ha'adam, the son of man. Asher bonu, that they built. What's b'nei ha'adam? Zuck Rashi, a frightening thought. Zuck Rashi, you know what b'nei ha'adam is? They were the sons of Adam Rishon. Why does it call them the sons of Adam Rishon? Zuck Rashi, the reason why it calls them the sons of Adam Rishon, Zuck Rashi, Ella, b'nei mi. Who else's sons were they? Shema b'nei chamorim v'gemalim? They were the sons of donkeys and camels? Ella b'nei Adam Rishon. They were the sons of Adam. Shekafa satayfa. Adam was a kafri toiv. V'omra ish shenasati imadi. He said he was kafri toiv tashem. This lady you gave me caused me to sin. Af evu kafri toiva. These people also kafri teif tashem limraid to rebel the mishesh fiyam teifa to somebody who gave them good umaltam in amavul and sent them amavul. This Rashi is frightening. Zot Rashi bnei Adam is the sons of Adam Rishon. The pasuk mesiachim to Adam, why? Because Adam was a kafri teif. He didn't appreciate the wife that Hashem gave him. So bnei Adam, these people also had this need of kafri teif. Rabbi say, how many years after Adam Rishon was this about? This, I'm sorry? This over 1,000 years, much more than 1,000 years after Adam lived. I should say, not after he died. I should say, the truth, after he died, it was 600 years after he died. But after Adam Rishon was Kafri Toiv, this was tremendous amounts later, over 1,000 years after Adam was Kafri Toiv. And Nashbah, they had Midas. Nashbah, Midas, Rois, that Hashem says, Rabbi said, there's not a cute Musa, God is talking to us. Bereish had to pay a lot of attention. And Hashem says, I can tell in the Bria, you might not see it. You and I have a bad meter, we may have a bad meter, because 1,000 years ago we had a Zayda. This is the truth. Here is Emes. Because we had a Zayda who had bad meters. So 1,000 years later, 1,000 years later, you could see the meter comes. Bnei Adam. The Torah is not stamped, if it didn't come from him, it's a stam, it's pointing out, the Bnei Adam. It came from their Yichus Kadam Rishon. He was Kafri Toiv, and from this Yichus Kadam Rishon, they were covered. 1,000 years later, we're still having Ashbah. The Ashbah Be'ed Midas. Bnei Adam. They're Kafri Toiv, you know why? They're the sons of Adam. This still yet comes from Adam Rishon's Chet of being a Kafri Toiv. And it's still in the Bria. You might not see, but the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom who sees everything, who understands everything, Taka can see this Be'ed Midas that kept going through the Gairus. He, possibly his children learned when he sat in that home and didn't appreciate his wife properly. It's noyridik. He sat in his home and didn't appreciate his wife properly, and he wasn't makatoy for his wife. Maybe a person, you have a person who stand this, there's an unfortunate, not a commonly, some make jokes like they make about wives. Oh, wives. They make silly lines like that, ridiculous lines like that, and that kofli toivin matan Hashem gave him, and that perhaps went to his children, that his children learned what it means kofli toiv. And they pass. They learn not to appreciate things, and they pass it on to their in the Bria. Rabbi said, "I know mishpacha. I know two such families. I know two families. I handled this week with a mishpacha, trying to get a girl to talk to her mother, and the mother herself told my wife and I this week that she didn't talk to her mother for many many years. She didn't talk. And this is a common. I know another mishpacha like this. This is a common thing. These midas get passed. That midas of hakar satayiv." Midas get passed down. It's brought many mepharshim bring this. Avram wanted. He wanted Yitzchak not to get somebody from Bnei Knan. He wanted them to go to Besuah Mishbacha. So many mepharshim bring Bnei Knan. Were this is the way they bring Bnei Knan. We're not over there by the Zara. And Loitz Mishbacha, it seems Besuah Mishbacha is over there by the Zara. So why did Avram Avinu want them to get Shidduchim from there? And the answer being that they had good midas. Now I know Lava must have been the exception to the rule, but the answer was that mishpacha had good midas. They had deis rosh, they had good midas, and Canaan had bad midas. Our parsha, the forefather of Canaan, the one who did what he did to Noach, they had bad midas. They had bad midas. Midas, it's good to know in Shidduchim, Rabbi said, if you have a girl whose family is a little more modern. This is true. If a girl's family more modern, and she became firmer than her family, don't think twice about it. Hagam, even though it does say to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham, it does say that. The Chazanish says that the reason you should marry a Bas Talmud Chacham, is based on the Gemara, is because either, he brings a Rashi, either because if he at Manos one is Nifter, his wife's family is going to raise her, is going to raise them. There's two reasons. Or, yeah, the other reasons also. The kids have learned today, he says that today, that the girls are knowledgeable. Back then, they are maratzim, so who's going to teach the child? Today, that the Chazanish himself brings this, today that the girls themselves all go to Beis Yaakov, and they're very knowledgeable, he says it's less important that the family, that's a Bas Tam Chacham. Mavad Rabbi said, it's still very chashuv. I'm not coming to say halacha changes, it's chashuv, the mishpacha, the stamyus. It says on the girl, probably a lot was ingrained in it. But I'm just saying, lo yi had the case, that the girl, taki, you know, everything's ingrained in it. The Chazanish Taka says she became a Bas Talmud Chacham through being in a Beis Yaakov. She came to Yabas Talmud through her experiences, through maybe a year in Eretz Yisrael. She taka vaks to Yabas Talmud Chacham. She taka got all that Talmud Chacham puts in his daughter. She taka got. So deyos rois don't necessarily get passed down the family. You can have a child who has good deyos. His parents' shitos are wrong. They're bad deyos. They're not correct deyos. And the child improves the deyos. Midos still get passed down in the mishpacha. Is it possible to change? It's possible. It's very difficult. Midos look in the family very well. Because midos get passed down in the mishpacha. Deyos, the family's more modern? Okay. The girl studied more. She learned more. She comprehends more. Seder. Midos is very much more like that it's passed down in the family. Deyos aren't. But this Nikud, the Adam Arishan, 1,500 years before, is Kafri Toiv, and Hashem says, Bnei Adam, he sees in these people who are being Kafri Toiv, he sees Ephes, it's still, if you thought that there, Midas is still alive, 1,500 years later. Tremendous, has to be a tremendous muscle to us. I do want to say, Ezi asked me a kash last night that I found in Mishur Leib Diskin. I looked last night, I went home and I looked, I found in a sefer, I have a Likud sefer on Chumash. I looked all around the kash, he asked me a beautiful kash. I found in Mishur Leib Diskin asked the kash. So I'll share the kash with Olam, and I'll tell you what Mishur Leib Diskin asked the kash. Ezi has his theory, he'll share it with Olam at some point, get to hear Ezi's theory. But I want to tell you Mishur Leib Diskin Teretz. The kash being as follows. Rashi sets out to prove there's a little complicated for Friday morning, another one's late Thursday night, but Rashi sets out to prove that the Teva was 11 Amos into the ground. That the Teva went underneath the water 11 Amos. Its bottom was deep into the water 11 Amos. And he proves, he says that at the height, the marble was 15 Amos above the highest mountain. It's 15 Amos above the highest mountain. It went down in 60 days, it went down 15 Amos. In 60 days, from a Shchodesh Sivan, it started going down. And 60 days later, the mountains had already landed on the mountains. Now, it went down in 60 days, 15 Amos. Al Pi Cheshbon Zakashi, that means it went down per day, every day, a fourth of an Amma. Every 4 days went down an Amma. That's how you get. In 15 days, it goes down 60 Amos. I mean, in 60 days, it goes down 15 Amos. Every 4 days, it went down an Amma. Rashi Cheshbon. That's what Rashi makes a cheshbon. Rashi makes a cheshbon that every 4 days it went down six. It went down every 4 days. It went down one amma. Yeah. So, as he asked me a kasha, but how can Rashi prove from the fact that in 60 days it went down 15 ammas, that every 4 days it went down an amma? If you picture as follows, the world is a circle. We all know the world is round. It's not a flat world. The round world. Now, if you have a round world, as he was Mazda, if the world is round, and you have to take off an amma of water, picture the world. The world has water all around the circumference of the world. It's a ball that has water. It's a marble, so all around the ball is water. 15 ammas of water all around. If you take off the first amma of water all around, and then you take off the second amma, did I take off the same amount of water, Rabbi Say? I didn't take off the same amount at all, because in amma of water, all around the big circle, the world was large. 15 ammas all around the ball is large. In amma all around, so I took. So what Rashi's cheshbon is not true. Rashi should cheshbon in gallons. If Rashi would say a certain amount of water, the cheshbon is not true. You don't see every 4 days; it's one amma. Yeah. There's more surface area. Yeah, but there's more surface area to the world. Why should that be? That's not true. That's not, the logic is not true. Logically, the same amount dried up per day. That's even sure that this. Logically, the same amount dried up per day. Water dries up. The same amount should dry up per day. Because Hashem made in the world was drying out. So Rashi's cheshat, in 60 days, 15 amas of water were dried out. So Rashi said, an amma was dried out every 4 days. Not true. It's not an amma was dried every 4 days. Not at all an amma. An amma every four... the cheshbon has to do in gallons.
It is. If you have a certain... Let's say you have a big puddle in here. If you would spread it out over the rest of the street, it will evaporate in one day. But if you leave it in a puddle, it'll take days because it goes by the surface area. A certain amount of water in every inch of the world will be evaporated at a time. Right?
Because
one over, it doesn't matter how deep it is. The same amount is taken every day.
But it's more amount was taken.
No matter where it's
taken. You're right, the more was taken. More was taken. What? It's not the cheshire. The first day, let's say these two 4-day periods. The first 4-day period.
Every day quarter. Not working on layers.
I know, but it goes by layers. There's more. The first day, the first 4 days, one arm away. This is the mathematics of my site. If the first 4 days one amelin, and the next 4 days another amelin, the first 4 days, for some reason, melted more water. Because the first amma, that first amma is more. It's an amma in a much bigger surface area. So it's more water. What happened? The first 4 days is more water disappearing than the second 4 days? Why is that? I'm sorry? But more water. An amma is how deep. If I have an amma over this amount, or an amma from here to there, so I know what Elchanan's tiny rabbi say. Elchanan's saying a glat of teretz. Elchanan's saying as far as it makes sense as teretz. That in a chanami, if I have two puddles, I have a puddle that goes from here to here, and a puddle that goes from here to here, it will melt the same time in a chanami. It doesn't matter how much you have. The sun's beating down. That's Elchanan's tiny. So it doesn't matter the surface area. If you have a big puddle and a small puddle, but they're both in amma deep, Elchanan says they'll disappear in the same amount of time.
Look at the whole thing. We're dealing with the world.
True. 100%. So, but Elchanan's saying even more surface area. But here also, I'm dealing with different surface area. I have a puddle this big, I have a puddle that big. But if they're both in amma deep, Elchanan's tiny will disappear at the same time.
You can't talk in a context of amma. You can't talk in a context of mere height.
He's saying you could, even though I've an amma on more of a circumference, on more surface area. Here also I have an amma on more surface area. You could deal. If I have an amma this big, so Elchanan said the question is not so strong. It's a very nice time. Last night it kept me up. As he has this type of cash, this Shabbos here, people in the dorm, if somebody starts screaming in the middle of the night, he's just... Oh, no. It's something at the trap. I think Elchanan's right. I think you can't catch a short leg disc in a gun. To me, almost Elchanan's right. If the cash is not shver, you're right. It's a bigger surface area. But in two puddles will go at the same time. Elchanan claims because it goes by takadash. Is Elchanan right? But I'll tell you what Shul Leib Diskin says. Just as Shul Leib Diskin, Shul Leib Diskin says, a different teretz, Shul Leib Diskin said that the world picture like a sponge. He says, as the earth is getting more wet, so it doesn't absorb as much. He says that's teva. It doesn't absorb as much. So he says, it taka makes sense. The first 4 days, the world took an amma, took a lot. As went on, it was only taking another amma, which is taka less, because the world's getting wetter. The earth, which is absorbing all this water, is getting wetter and wetter and wetter. And so it's accepting less and less and less in 4 days. Right, so it keeps accepting less and less. In amma, the surface area is smaller and smaller. So that's causing the world to get an amma, and amma accepts less and less as it's wetter and wetter. Yeah. So he says it balances out exact. The only thing in kindness, how do you actually know? It's exact? That's a Yeshua Leib Diskin's Taina. That it taka works exact ratio. Okay. Tonight I've always said you have people screaming in your dorms. I asked Michiel before, it's Ezi's fault. I find Stam in Chesed, the motive of Chesed, Rabbi Say, is where's the Chiyah of Chesed? We do Chesed, Rabbi Say. What is the Tzibi of doing Chesed? People don't know this. What is the Tzibi? What mitzvah the Raisa? I want some in the room to answer points. What mitzvah the Raisa are you kind of mitzvah the Raisa when you do Chesed? According to some, it's a passive mitzvah. According to some, the Lashon HaGemara sounds like don't do to your friend what you wouldn't want done to yourself. It just means in the negative. You're saying it's also in Chesed. I hear. The Lashon HaGemara is Madasani L'Chaveir, don't do to him. What you wouldn't want done to yourself, don't do to your friend. It's a passive. Okay, the Gemara learns it as passive. Is it also a mitzvah to Chesed? Could be. I want another mitzvah. Let's say there could be. Let's say Mekai Abrechim, it could be. Let's hear another mitzvah. Sorry? That has to be a tzibu. Remember the Rambam 6:13 has to be a tzibu. What tzibu is it? The tzibu is, we're going to learn it this coming week in Sefer Mitzvahs, is Valach Tavadrachim. The tzibu, it's a chiv daraisa. Chesed is a chiv daraisa. The tzibu of chesed is Valach Tavadrachim. We must damage the boiling. to imitate Hashem. It's a chiyuv, like shaking a lulav, just because we don't talk about it enough. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Chesed not optional. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa. It's the chiyuv of being similar to Hashem. Mahu racham, avata racham. You're supposed to mimic Hashem. That's the chiyuv of doing chesed. It's not stam, okay, so now you know the motive. The whole kavanah of the chesed is different. If it's a hergish, today I have the hergish, tomorrow I don't have the hergish. And certainly you shouldn't feel bad if you have the passion. You should have the passion. It's a help. It's a siyuah on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is damai slobari. I'll tell you the difference. When one does it because the feeling, you know what happens when he does chesed because he feels it? I'll tell you what happens. I'll give you a doom what happens. He starts doing chesed. After a while, he does a little too much chesed for a guy. And you start hearing terms, I'm being taken advantage of. You start hearing terms that he's not appreciating it properly. Guys should appreciate it properly. You're right. But you start hearing all these things, you get burnt out of chesed, so he has to look for his next chesed. That got too much. It's hard to put in, because at a certain point, the feeling goes away. At a certain point, the feeling goes away. I did so much, well, I'm going to keep doing more. And this bum doesn't appreciate all different things, all different motives. That's what happens when it's interrogation. When it's just feeling. When the motive, the person knows, I'm trying to be like Hashem. I'm trying to be like Hashem, so I do kindness. So think about it for a second. When we wake up in the morning, Baruch Hashem, Hashem doesn't sit there and Hashem doesn't say, yesterday he didn't appreciate life, he didn't say my name is such kavana. This is already the 150th day that when he woke up, 150 days in a row, if he says my dani, he doesn't appreciate my kindness. And what does Hashem do? Chesed weiter, and chesed weiter, and chesed weiter. When that's the motive, and the motive, I want to be like Hashem. And the person is not taking advantage of, I want to be like the Bnei Shlom. I want as best as possible, do chesed, it's a Gemara in Kedushin also. Then this is a Gemara in Kedushin. Is that a Kedushin? Yes, a Kedushin. This motive of kindness is a Gemara in Kedushin. Gemara Lamed Beis with Beis in Kedushin. Amazing Gemara. This Gemara always is amazing. Gemara Kedushin. It's Gemara Lamed Beis with Beis in Kedushin. Zok Gemara as follows. Amazing Gemara. Ma'aseh Reb Eliezer b'Yeshua Reb Tzadok. There was a story of Eliezer b'Yeshua Reb Tzadok. Shoy Mesum b'Beis Hamishta. B'Beis Hamishta b'Noi Shoy B'Gamliel. They were sitting at the party of the son of Gamliel, because he was getting married, and they were sitting at that suit at the chasna. So Gamliel was going around, and he was doing the serving. At his son's wedding, he was the waiter, bringing around all the drinks. But Reb Elazar refused to take it. Yeshua took it. What are you doing, Yeshua? We're sitting the Talmidim. Rav Gamliel serving us. We found somebody greater who's serving. You're amazed that we're taking Rav Gamliel. I see in the Talmud somebody greater who's served. Avram, God Ladar. Avram Avinu is the God Ladar. The Kasubai, who Oymen Aleim, it says he was standing on a Malachim. He was serving the Malachim. I b'shem atarmik malchi asharis nidmulei. Maybe he thought they were malchi asharis. Lo nidmulei the larvim. He thought they were Arabs. So here, Avram, you're serving Arabs. We can't let Rav Gamliel serve us. We're allowed. Vanu lo yir Rav Gamliel b'rebi oimir mashkelin. We're not allowed to let Rav Gamliel serve us. It's not bad. Amr lehem nitzadik. Nitzadik said to them, Ad masayat minichim kvodish amakim. Till when are you going to forget about the kavod Hashem? V'atem oiskim v'kavod abrias. And you. Baruch Hu, Mashiv Ruach Isu Malin Asiyim. He brings clouds, he brings winds. Umayrid Mata brings rain. Umatzmiach Adam, and the ground bears fruit. Va'ayrich Shulchan, he sets the table with Nekol Echad Echad. Va'anu Lo Yeru Gamliel B'Rebi Yoyim Demashkalenu. Half Lord fella. The Tzaddik said to him, look at the Bar Yalim. Who thinks like that? Zaptiv Tzaddik, when you're looking for Chesed, that's what Tzaddik was yelling at them. When you're looking for the motive of chesed, look at the Rabbi Shlom Alein. You're saying, how could it be? He's greater than them. How's he serving them? So you bring rice, my brother, you know, look at the Rabbi Shlom. And your very motive for chesed is v'lach to v'drachav. So look at the Rabbi Shlom Alein. The Rabbi Shlom Alein is doing chesed to us. He doesn't say it's beneath his dignity. The Rebbeinu Shalom is doing chesed for us. We're not going to, Rav Gamliel can't do chesed for people less than him. This is already a different look. Now, I'm not going to tell somebody, this is an important point, I'm not going to tell anybody in this room that if you can't come to these machshavas to imitate Hashem, you can't, so don't do the chesed. Do the chesed like every mitzvah. If you do the tzuras mitzvah without the kavanas, it's still better than not doing the mitzvah. But a person should put forth that we're trying to be as damas l'bayrei. We're trying to imitate Hashem. That's the mitzvah of Ben Amcha. They were trying to imitate Hashem. The feelings aren't bad. The feelings of Rachmanis, that's a chesed from Hashem, that helps us to see you in coming to this mitzvah, trying to damas l'bayrei. But when a person has these purer thoughts of that Hashem, the person doesn't say, he's my dignity. See, Hashem does it. The person doesn't say, he's taking advantage. What's taking advantage? I'm zeichet v'nitzach. Chai yelam natav zechin. I'm zeichet v'chesed. Zeichel is damis l'bayrei. Taking advantage. I'm taking advantage of him. I'm using him for such a great mitzvah. Okay, we'll get tzad also this summer. Just to end with a thought. Just again, these parashas, the attitude that was supposed to have, all the different attitudes that in Bereishis was supposed to pick up, to me it was amazing. Hashem says to Noach, Rashi at the beginning brings the Medrash, that Noach built the Teva for 120 years. So Rashi says, Be'emes, there were many ways, there were many ways Hashem could have saved. Harbe Rebach Vatzal Lufanav. Hashem had many plans to save Noach. Could have just made it, the Samad Rashi, it didn't rain above Eretz Yisrael. He could have made it, it didn't rain above Noach. His spot, Noach could sit, there won't rain above him. The Lama Tshrich of the Binyan says, why does Hashem make him build a Teva 120 years? The Ramal should see him build it for 120 years. He should ask him, what are you doing? And he'll say, Hashem's sending a Mabel. Maybe they'll do tshuva. They'll see him hammering away. And they'll say, what are you doing? And they'll come to do tshuva. All that hit me is you see the ways Hashem gives Musar. You see the ways Hashem gives Musar. The chiyuv to take notice. How was Hashem's method? Hashem, vice versa, they could have done tshuva from this. This is not a feeble attempt to get them to do tshuva. Vice versa, this was something, a major event that should get them to do tshuva. It's not Hashem didn't send a feeble chas v'shalom. Hashem didn't say, okay, maybe they'll do tshuva. Vice versa, they had the chiyuv. There was the possibility of a noyach building a teva to do tshuva. There, I think a major event has happened in the world. Major events happen. A major event happens to the world. A person is still tshuva from these events. The world, it was a clear possibility that the whole world would do tshuva because one noyach is building the teva. I would say go around and give musar to people. Go around, give musar. You see it's effective also. The chiv on people is to notice a noyach building the teva. To go, who said they're going to ask him? Maybe they won't ask him. But if a major event's going on, the Adam Gadol is doing something major, there's a chiva, it's incumbent on people to be shoyel, what's going on here? What's happening here? There's going to be a mabul. Maybe Stami has a nevu, there's going to be a mabul. They don't know why. They have to analyze, why is there going to be a mabul? There's an incumbent upon us. You hear fires in Los Angeles. That alone has to be incumbent upon us. Any major event in the world is a siba for us to chuva. Now I agree, there's a very hard, depending on the event, there's a hard darga. Certainly our brothers in Eretz Yisrael, they're going through Yisum Chamurim. Yidden being killed by Arabs. Suicide bombings. It's klar, Siva. It's not a high darga to this dar HaMabul, this dar Hashem, as opposed to tshuva, from hearing about a Mabul that's going to come in 120 years. It's not even inherent why. They'll have to be shoyel about it. Noach didn't talk to them. Noach, Hashem didn't tell Noach to go around saying Musar. Build the teva. They'll have to ask why. They'll hear about a mabul. They'll have to think, why should a mabul come? All then, it's conceivable they should do tshuva. Dar mabul should do tshuva. It's incumbent to us to tshuva pasha, to be misbinding a little what it means that our brothers are going through Yisurim. And all of us, not just that there's a high dargus, all of us can do a tshuva from that. That's what you see in these parishes, what Hashem expects from us. Hashem expects us to hear about events in the world that even far away from us, this is 120 years, as far as we are from Eretz Yisrael, they were as far away from the Mabul, 120 years away. And it was conceivable, not just conceivable, it was expected that the people should ask, why are you building a teva? They should get the answer, there's going to be a Mabul in 120 years. From hearing that, they should say, why is there a Mabul? They should think, they should trach, and do a tshuva. So, the 120 year distance is our distance from Eretz Yisrael, not far at all. And it's incumbent upon us to take events of the world Pashtag events and say, Hashem is sending Anshim. There must be somebody who wants us to improve. To do truth from that. Pashtag, you see, what Hashem expects from us.